You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another spectacular episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul, and I just want to say thank you for listening.
Indeed, and my name is Rob, and also want to say thank you. We really do appreciate that you take a few minutes of your day and hang with us. It means a lot to us, and frankly, this thing doesn't work if you don't, so.
Definitely. If you find some of this information valuable or interesting, please leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher or Overcast, wherever you download episodes of this show. By the way, you can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube to get even more content that could help you lower your learning curve, or just become a Drone You member and you'll have access to over 24 different classes. Classes like what we're going to talk about today, based on the question that we got. So thank you very much for the question. Let's hear it.
Hey guys, Daniel from Nashville, Tennessee. I purchased a Phantom about 6 months ago and just recently passed my 107 test. Now I'm going to start reaching out to potential clients to get my first job. Could you guys give me any guidance on what I should be bringing with me for my first job? I've got the two batteries that I have and the drone in a hard case that I'll obviously bring. Is there anything else I wouldn't normally consider that I should be bringing with me? Documentation, anything like that, aside from my 107 papers? Also, if you have any first job advice, I'd be happy to hear it. Thanks for everything you guys do. I've learned so much from the podcast, and I'll continue to be a frequent listener. Keep it coming.
Ooh, thank you, Daniel. Appreciate the question, guys. If you have a question, go to askdroneyou.com, just like Daniel did. Get that in. We'd love to get you on the air, and we appreciate every single question. So, number one, it's always exciting to hear about somebody who's getting their business off the ground.
It is very exciting. Very fun. In fact, a lot of people are doing it. And I would say for someone like him, it seems like he hasn't taken the Part 107 operations course on the Drone You site, because that course really goes over how to do operations, pre-flight checklists, but also has a lot of really nuanced information you won't find elsewhere, like how to protect yourself against liability if you have an angry person who keeps walking under your drone because they know it's illegal to fly over people. So I would highly recommend that operations course to really discuss what you should bring, what you should do, how to do it, but also check out my blog. In fact, I think it's actually on the Drone You blog now, which is the ultimate drone kit. In fact, let me look it up.
We need to put that link.
Takenflight.com. Hold on 1 second. I'll pull it up here. Website expired. That's not right. That's awkward. Anyway, so I guess I need to take care of some things really quick. But that is so funny.
Oops.
Oh, geez.
That's funny. So, all right, so we'll get that link in the show notes.
Yeah, right? I'm going to take care of this right now.
Once you have your site back up.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
No, don't do it right now.
I'm doing it right now. This is a big deal.
No.
I literally pulled out my card right now.
Jeez.
Anyway, but here's the thing. On the site, I have in here literally every single thing that I bring to a job. And Rob, there is just so much stuff that you have to bring to jobs. Like, it's unreal. Mm-hmm. And which is weird because I thought I already paid this too, so... Anyway, my point is that there is so much, from batteries to filters to sunscreen to certain towels if you're flying in the heat. Like, there is just so
props and tools and
it's insane.
And you want to have like even marketing materials. Who knows who you're going to run into when you're out in the field?
True.
All kinds of really, really good stuff that you're going to need to have with you. And again, so once we have this link in the show notes, you'll be able to go to this, this page on Paul's site.
We're back up. Cool. See, that only took like 30 seconds.
And it did.
Guide to everything.
We could edit all that out, but I don't think we will.
We're
just going to let it roll.
Here is the show notes, my friend, because the list is long. I mean, this guy is going to need the drone pilot field kit to have all the legality papers in there. We've talked about that a lot. And this is the guide to the ultimate everything I use as a drone pilot. And nice. I think it's just really important.
Right.
So super important.
So very cool.
Kind of bummed about my website because I was wondering why traffic was down.
Yeah, to zero. What do you mean?
Oh, I guess it shows how focused I am on Drone You and not my own blog. That's a good thing, right?
To everybody's benefit. That's right. Absolutely. Not to mention the other thing that you should take, and this is going to sound corny, but I mean it. It's like enthusiasm, right? And just the appreciation for the opportunity to be doing something that you love, flying drones and earning a living doing that. I don't know. I get really excited when we hear about people getting their foot off the ground and getting these businesses started. So I really want to see people like Daniel kill it. And so obviously that's why we're here. Help people like Daniel kill it.
It's important though, because there was a guy on Twitter who was even saying like, oh, there's a problem with this question, and I thought it was our website, and it wasn't. It was someone else's website. And he's like, oh, I passed the test. And I responded to him and said, congrats, now what?
Yeah.
Because everyone, like all the new guys, and no offense, but if you think passing the 107 and like that's it, you're going to be good, that's a flawed ideology.
Right.
There's so much to learn. In fact, I think the guy who asked this question is onto the right track and on to success, because he's like, what should I bring? How should I operate? All of that step-by-step detailed information is on the DroneU site. You've got to check out those classes. I mean, people just don't understand what DroneU is. DroneU is like Amazon Prime. Instead of paying $150 with someone else to take your 107 class, you're paying $47 a month to get your 107 test prep, your Part 107 operations, then how to do an airspace authorization, then cinematic moves, then mapping. I mean, like, there are literally 24 courses. I don't even know how to, like, go over all of them.
Yeah, and more coming, which is always exciting.
Yeah, I mean, but people, it's like, do you want to pay $150 for just one course? Or do you want to ensure success and work with a community of like-minded people who are there to motivate and inspire you and help you through this process and kind of ensure success? And if you don't know the answer to that question, I question your plausibility for success. And on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.